Welcome to episode 1042 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When we think of Christmas, several key characters and stories come to mind, many of which are central to the Christian faith and cultural traditions. At the heart of Christmas is Jesus Christ, whose birth in Bethlehem is the reason for the celebration. His humble birth in a manger, surrounded by Mary and Joseph, marks the beginning of God's incarnation on earth. The shepherds, who were the first to hear the good news from the angels, represent the simplicity and humility of Christ's arrival. The wise men, magi, followed the star to bring gifts to the newborn king, while King Herod contrasts with the peace of the season, seeking to destroy the child in fear of his power. Angels play a significant role, announcing Jesus' birth and spreading the message of joy and peace. However, who are some of the lesser-known, more obscure characters from the Christmas story? And what lessons can we learn from reflecting on them?
Today's Top 10 List.
10 lesser-known characters or sets of characters in the Christmas story.
Number 1.
Anna the Prophetess. Anna, an elderly widow and prophetess, was at the temple in Jerusalem when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to be presented to God. Anna recognized Jesus as the Messiah and gave thanks to God. Her example teaches us about devotion, faith, and patience. Despite her age and circumstances, she remained in the temple, praying and fasting, waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises. Anna's recognition of Jesus reinforces the idea that God's truth can be revealed to anyone with a heart open to the Holy Spirit.
Number 2.
Simeon. Simeon, a righteous man, was promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before seeing the Messiah. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, declaring that he had seen the salvation of Israel. Simeon's role teaches us about hope and trust in God's promises. He waited faithfully for God's plan to unfold, and when it did, he expressed profound gratitude. Simeon shows us the importance of waiting for God's timing and recognizing his work in our lives. After Simeon's prophetic encounter with the infant Jesus in the temple, he likely shared his experience with those close to him, further spreading the news of the Messiah's arrival.
Number 3.
The people who witnessed Jesus' presentation at the temple. At Jesus' presentation in the temple, many people were present, including those who had heard of the Messiah's coming but had not yet seen him. These people witnessed Simeon's prophecy and Anna's praise, and they too were filled with anticipation. They would have observed Simeon and Anna's pronouncements about Jesus, potentially sparking curiosity and wonder about this special child. From their response, we learn the importance of community in recognizing and celebrating God's presence. It reminds us that God's work is often witnessed collectively, and we should share in the joy of Christ's revelation with others.
Number 4.
Zechariah's fellow priests. Zechariah, a priest, was chosen to offer incense in the temple. When the angel appeared to him and announced that he and his wife, Elizabeth, would have a son, John the Baptist. His fellow priests were witnesses to his silence and later the miraculous birth of John. From them, we learn the importance of obedience to God's call, even when it challenges our understanding. Zechariah's initial disbelief, which led to his temporary muteness, highlights the need for trust in God's promises and the awe of God's power to fulfill what seems impossible.
Number 5.
Elizabeth's neighbors and relatives. Elizabeth's relatives and neighbors were among the first to hear about the miraculous pregnancy of Elizabeth, especially after her son's birth and Zechariah's speech was restored. They rejoiced and marveled at God's grace. From their response, we learn about the importance of community in celebrating God's work. Their joy and acceptance of the miracle teach us how we should support and encourage one another in our faith journeys, rejoicing in God's blessings with those around us.
Number 6.
The shepherds' families and friends. The shepherds were the first to hear the good news of Jesus' birth from the angels and immediately went to Bethlehem to see the child. Their families and friends likely experienced their joy and excitement as the shepherds shared what they had witnessed. From this, we learn the power of personal testimony. The shepherds were not learned scholars, yet they were the first to spread the message of Christ's birth, showing that everyone, regardless of status, can share the good news of God's love.
Number 7.
The innkeeper and his wife in Bethlehem. While the innkeeper's role in the nativity story is not explicitly detailed in the Bible, tradition places him and his wife as offering shelter to Mary and Joseph when there was no room at the inn. From their implied hospitality, we learn about the importance of opening our hearts and homes to others, especially during times of need. The humble setting of Jesus' birth in a stable teaches us that God's presence can come in the most unexpected places, reminding us that our hearts should be open to welcoming Christ.
Number 8.
The wise men's entourage. The wise men, or magi, were learned men from the east who followed a star to find the newborn king. They were likely accompanied by an entourage of servants, camels, and supplies, as their journey was long and arduous. Those who accompanied the magi would have witnessed the star, understood the challenges of the journey, and seen the presentation of gifts to Jesus. The journey of the wise men, and their retinue, teaches us about perseverance, the pursuit of truth, and the importance of seeking Christ. The gifts they brought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, symbolized recognition of Christ's kingship, divinity, and future sacrifice. Their journey underscores that coming to Christ requires effort, and we should honor him with our best offerings.
Number 9.
Herod's advisors and court officials. King Herod, upon hearing of the birth of Jesus, consulted with his advisors and the chief priests to learn more about the prophecy of the Messiah's birth. These officials and religious leaders knew the scriptures, but failed to recognize the fulfillment of prophecy when it was before them. From their actions, we learn the dangers of spiritual complacency and the importance of being open to God's revelation. Despite their knowledge, they were not willing to seek Jesus personally, teaching us the lesson that mere intellectual knowledge without heart engagement can blind us to the truth.
Number 10.
The Egyptians who sheltered the Holy Family. When Herod sought to kill Jesus, an angel warned Joseph, and the family fled to Egypt for refuge. The Egyptians who offered shelter to the Holy Family play a pivotal role in God's protection plan. From their involvement, we learn about God's provision and the way he uses unexpected people to fulfill his purpose. It also shows the importance of offering hospitality and protection, especially to those who are vulnerable. As we reflect on these lesser-known figures in the Christmas story, we recognize that God's plan for salvation involved not only the central characters we often focus on, but also many ordinary and humble individuals. Their responses to God's call teach us about faith, obedience, hope, and the importance of community. These characters remind us that every role, no matter how small, has significance in God's grand design. Father, thank you for the many people in the Christmas story who teach us valuable lessons about faith, obedience, and trust in your plan. Help us to follow their examples, remaining open to your call in our lives, and to share your love with those around us. May we celebrate not just the birth of Jesus, but also the lessons from those who witnessed his arrival and played their part in the unfolding of your salvation plan. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today. This Christmas season, journey with us to the humble towns of Nazareth and Bethlehem, where faith and miracles collide in Highly Favored, a Christmas musical extravaganza.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
Step into the timeless story of Mary, a young woman chosen for an extraordinary calling.
Is it true? Can you truly be an angel? But I am nobody, and live here in the middle of nowhere. Am I dreaming? I must be dreaming. This cannot be.
Featuring original songs, stirring dialogue, and breathtaking storytelling.
An angel of the Lord appeared to me. His name was Gabriel. He said I would conceive by the Holy Spirit and bear a son who will be called the Son of the Most High.
Highly Favored brings the nativity to life like never before. Rediscover the wonder, the hope, and the light of Christmas.
Mighty is his name, mercy flowing like a river. Holy is...
This Christmas, let the story of Christ's birth sing in your heart. Streaming wherever you get podcasts, beginning on Thursday, December 5th. Spread the word.